In the latest development in several parishes' efforts to sue oil and gas companies over damage to the Louisiana coast, a federal appeals court has said those lawsuits should be heard in state courts. That could pave the way for the trials to finally begin several years after the lawsuits were first filed. To talk about what this means and what happens next, reporter Travis Luck spoke with Mark Schlefstein, environmental reporter for the Times-Picayune, the New Orleans Advocate.
Mark, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
So these lawsuits have to do with alleged damages to the Louisiana coast. Several coastal parishes have filed similar lawsuits over the last several years, saying oil and gas companies have violated their permits and have sped up coastal land loss in the process. None of the suits have actually gone to trial, though. The battle so far has been all about which court they should be held in, state court or federal court. So why does it even matter which court holds these trials?
The oil and gas industry wanted them heard in federal court because they felt that they should be considered under federal environmental laws rather than under state laws. And obviously they believe that they'll get a better hearing in the federal courts and that the federal laws will better serve their interests.
And so the news here now is that the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that these lawsuits should, in fact, be heard in state court. So is this a big deal? Is this expected, unexpected? What do you think?
Well, I'm not sure if the oil and gas industry expected it to occur, but it was pretty clear from the outset, based on an earlier similar ruling by both the Fifth Circuit and the local judges, the local district court judges that had heard similar complaints from the oil and gas industry. The bottom line here is that these cases will all be heard under state law that is pretty clear, that says that for oil and gas companies to operate in the state, they have to have permits and they have to follow the regulations that are in place for repairing damages caused during their oil and gas operations. And that's really what's at stake.
So what comes next? Is there a timeline for when some of these will be going to trial? Is that clear yet?
There's two things here. The first one is that, of course, the oil and gas industry could appeal this. It could ask for the full Fifth Circuit to review this decision, which was made by a three-judge panel. And then it could actually ask that the case be heard by the Supreme Court. It's unclear whether that's going to happen. The oil and gas industry says that they are reviewing their options on that. On the other side, the attorneys representing the parishes say that they will move immediately to restart this trial and then begin the other trials that are involved.
I guess it's worth noting that last year, one of the companies that had lawsuits filed against it, Freeport-McMoRan, they reached a settlement with coastal parishes worth $100 million. So do you think that this ruling will make it more or less likely that other settlements will happen?
There is that potential, but there are other issues involved. The oil and gas industry has attempted over the last really 6 or 7 years to get the state legislature to address this issue and attempt to ban the lawsuits or to muck them up in some way. It failed again this year when they ran out of time because of the shorter session because of the coronavirus pandemic. There are lots of things that can occur. It's going to be an ongoing story for quite some time.
Mark Schlefstein is an environment reporter for the Times-Picayune, the New Orleans Advocate. Thanks for talking with us, Mark.
Thank you.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Walton Family Foundation, and local listeners.